The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I'm so glad you'd spend a little time with me. I do a radio show on YFM, and what you're going to hear in this podcast, it's all about faith, family, and fun. And producer Tom is new to the show. We're going to get to know him a little bit more in today's podcast too. So what you're going to hear are some conversations that we had on the radio. If you ever want to listen live, all you have to do is download the YFM app or head to YFM.com. We're going to talk about doing some spring cleaning digitally, but we also discover there's a few things we won't ever delete. You'll hear what that is for producer Tom. It's pretty sentimental, and the funny thing that I have on my computer that I won't get rid of. But first, we're starting out with finding the right way to tell the truth when it can be pretty hard to hear. We know it's a great idea to tell the truth, but the truth can hurt sometimes.
Yeah, so I have a friend. I used to play music back in the day.
Learning this about producer Tom. He's a man of many talents.
Yeah, my two older brothers played in the group, and then we had a friend, Leo, that played guitar with us. And since, you know, we've all kind of went our separate ways, Leo still plays. And he spent a lot of money in a recording studio lately with his new band, and he sent me a few tracks, and he's like, "Hey, man, what do you think?" So listening to it, he sounds great.
Oh, awesome.
He sounds great. But the singer, ooh,
bad.
Horrible. And oh, the lyrics are just so bad. But, you know, he keeps asking, "How do you feel about my songs?" And I, you know, it's like, I don't know how to respond because I love him. I don't want to hurt him.
Yes.
But then at the same time, I also don't want to tell him, like, "Hey, it's awesome." And then he thinks he's got something good. And then next thing he's trying to, you know, get on radio and this and that. And it's just
no.
It's not, you're not there.
This is why we need you, because I am no help. I'm such a people pleaser that my tendency would just to be like, "Dude, you sound great," and just leave it at that.
Because he does sound great.
But that's not the whole truth. So if you're great at being honest with people, certain personalities are. You're needed right now to tell us the best way to respond when someone says, "Tell me your opinion," and your opinion is bad.
Say something nice and then sandwich the truth in between another nice thing. So, nice, truth, nice.
Oh.
Can you tell us what that would sound like?
Oh, well, not real sure.
So, man, your guitar playing was amazing.
You don't even want to say the truth part. You can't even do it in a scenario.
I'm trying to get out the... because the singing is so bad.
We're in trouble, Christine.
You didn't write the lyrics, did you?
Oh, no.
My first thought was to ask if the singer had a cold that day.
That's the most passive-aggressive way to be like, "He's nasally." Instead of telling you the headlines, I think it's better to tell you some joyful news. In West Palm Beach, there's a pilot that suffered a medical emergency mid-flight. And the impossible happened. A passenger jumped in the cockpit and was able to successfully land the plane because of Robert Morgan. He's an air traffic controller, been at the job for 20 years, and he used to be a flight instructor. So he was able to get on a headset and talk the guy into landing a plane when the passenger had never done it before. There is no doubt that there are so many brave men involved in this story. Also, thank God it wasn't me. I have a coworker who said this is his dream. I would never want to have to land a plane. In fact, I think I've had nightmares about this before. This is probably going to be a hit movie next year, though. There are certain rules that are unwritten that we live our lives by. But I am so interested in the fact that dudes have so many. Yesterday online, they started spelling them out. And that's why I have producer Tom here, because I want you to explain this head nod thing. Because as a woman, we never nod our heads at each other when we see each other.
Yeah, like if we're walking and I happen to look up and I see a guy like looking at me, it's just an instant like head nod. It's like, "Hey."
What does it mean?
Like, "What's up, bro? Hey." Even though we don't know them.
No verbal. It's like just your physical hello.
Yeah. It's just something we do. It's like when you see people who have Jeeps kind of like waving at each other or leaving ducks or whatever. That's like the
new thing. I have heard of that.
Yeah.
But I know there's got to be some as a woman that we do. I know we go to the bathroom together all the time.
What are you doing there?
We talk.
Really?
I mean, the entire time. I don't even care if you're in the stall beside me. And
wow.
Other women are also talking.
That's weird.
So
it's not gonna lie.
It's normal for us. Hey, it's Joy. Just taking a quick break from this podcast to tell you about our incredible sponsors. There are times you just need help. A few weeks ago, my son was super sick and he gave the virus to my husband. I was the last woman standing and I was struggling to take care of my family and my home and my job. And if it wasn't for my in-laws, I do not know what I would have done. I made an emergency call to my mother-in-law and she started helping immediately. And that is where family comes in. I think that's why I'm so excited for our podcast sponsors, United Faith Mortgage, because they are a faith and family team. It's run by a father and son, John and Ryan. They've been through a lot together, and they are going to make sure that you are well taken care of. They treat you like family by giving you their direct lender advantage. That just means there's no middleman. When you refinance your home, it could get you a better rate, could save you monthly and lifelong money. So if you're ready to refinance your home, go with someone you can trust. Go to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
You might be doing some spring cleaning or wrapping that up, but it's not just for our homes anymore. Digitally, we have so much stuff, you got to do it there too. But Tom found something that he is never going to delete.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I have a best friend that passed away 19 years ago, and he used to write me poetry. He was great at writing. He even wrote like short stories and this and that. Well, he would send them to me to kind of like read over, like, hey, what do you think? And I came across these emails, like you said, digital spring cleaning. And now that I found them, there's no way I'm going to delete these.
It's really like a time capsule. And that's what's so interesting now is you can have voicemails from people and text messages. And I think I want to find a better way to save some of that stuff, because I know you can print them out, but it's like you could easily lose an email. And there's so many things digitally that do point us to people that we really, really miss.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm glad I found this. I forgot. And I'll go back to it every once in a while, especially when I miss it.
We're talking about the things you have on your computer that you'll never delete. And I actually have the first email my husband ever sent me.
Really?
We weren't even a thing. He was actually my Bible study leader. I don't think I've told producer Tom this story. And we were doing an event together that I was helping with for the small group. So it's so businessy. But as I start to scroll through, it gets a little bit more flirtatious. I've saved so many of them. It even gets to the point where he spells out my name and every letter stands for something.
What?
Like J is for joyful. O is for optimistic. I am not optimistic. He's probably so disappointed.
Well, you're optimistic in that relationship, Joy.
I was. It worked. When your kid struggles, you can't help but struggle too. And Tom is new to town and his kids are at a brand new daycare. And I just feel for your youngest.
He just turned one and he just got moved up to the one-year-old room. And he was so happy in his baby room, but now he's one.
They get so many naps in the baby room.
Yes.
They only get one in the new room. He's probably like, what is this place?
Everything changes. He's got to wear shoes all the time. And
I hate wearing shoes. I get it.
Right. They're kicked off now, Joy. It stinks in here. Either way, when I drop him off, he's not one to cry. He's always so happy. But lately, he's just been nonstop crying. And it's like, it breaks your heart as, you know, as a dad, I'm dropping him off. I want him happy. And I'm leaving daycare and I'm just like so sad.
And you have to leave them because you have to come into work.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, no, never mind today. And it's just super, super painful. So I know he's just in the midst of change and kids are resilient, but I'm hoping for you it gets better fast.
Yeah, we just want to see the smile, because once I see that, then I know everything's going to be okay. Right now, it's just the frown.
Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.